Monday night in Division 6 District Semifinal Volleyball from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center at Dave Stabaugh Court. Highland wins over Buckeye Trail 3-1 to move on to Wednesday's District Championship match. In Game 1, it was tied up at 10 as well as 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. But Highland would close out the Game 1 by winning, getting 11 consecutive points to get the win, 25-15 over Buckeye Trail. Then in Game 2, it was tied up at 4, but Highland would jump out to a 16-10 lead. They led 22-12, and eventually they would win Game 2 with the Lady Hawks 25-13 to take a 2-0 lead. Then the Warriors, they would come back in Game 3 with a strong Game 3 as it was tied up at 8 apiece, also tied at 10 in 15. Then the Warriors jumped out to a 19-15 lead, and eventually they would defeat Highland in Game 3, 25-19. Then Highland came right back in Game 4, as in Game 4 it was tied up at 12. Highland would jump out to a 15-12 lead, then 20-13 Highland, and Highland went on to get the win in Game 4, 25-16, to close out the match 3-1. Leading the way for Highland, Addie Mast had 25 kills to go along with 13 service points for the match. Also, Elena Yoder had 16 kills for the match. Claire Detweiler had 15 service points to go along with her 7 kills as well. And Carly Schrock also had 7 kills for the match, and Sophia Hampshire had 8 service points in 5 kills. For Buckeye Trail, Veda Newhart had 16 kills, while Jerzietti 13 kills for the match. Lily St. Clair had 9 kills. Anna McVicker had 3 kills and 7 service points, and 6 service points also for Kayla Henkel. With the win, Highland improves their record to 23-1 for the 10th-ranked team in Division 6. They've now won 13 straight. They advance on to the district championship match this Wednesday at 6 p.m. at a neutral site. With the loss, Buckeye Trail will end their very successful season with a record of 18-5 and snapping an 8-game winning streak. Again, the final in Division 6, district semifinal volleyball from the Reese Center. Highland wins the 3-1 over Buckeye Trail, 25-15, 25-13. 19-25, 25-16 to move on to Wednesday's district championship match. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.